Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Electricity demand is surging across the region, driven primarily by data centers. Governments and utilities have been exploring ways to make sure data centers pay their fair share. Locally, that's the Tennessee Valley Authority, which WPLN's Caroline Egger says will consider a special rate this week.
TVA generates power for 10 million people in the region, and data centers comprise at least 10% of that load. Data centers can raise everyone's monthly electricity bills, which are paid to local power companies, but it's not a simple equation of more data centers, higher bills. It's really about demand, which is enormous from data centers, how TVA chooses to respond, and whether load forecasting is accurate. TVA is betting on large fossil fuel plants and is promising new nuclear, which is widely considered the most expensive source of new generation. Meanwhile, the utility has slashed its promises for new solar, which would offer more flexibility to meet demand versus old-school centralized plants. TVA plans to reveal a special rate for data centers and other large industrial customers this Thursday at its board meeting. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
A new report reveals what Tennessee does when it seizes illegal tobacco products. The Department of Revenue handles tax collections and money management for the state, but it has a special division that inspects and seizes illegal tobacco and beer products. The comptroller's office just did a regular check-in on the agency. It found the department has seized products 176 times over the past few years. In its write-up, it said revenue officers seize products when an officer finds unstamped cigarettes or an officer finds cigarette brands that are not on the state's tobacco manufacturer's directory. If they're on the approved brand list, just unstamped, the agency is allowed to auction off the products. But if it's not an approved brand, officials must destroy the products, usually by crushing, burning, or compacting them. Officials have to document the process with photos, then get a supervisor and witness to sign off. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.